give us a couple of practical examples of where you would expect the ark to be and where you've seen it, and where you would expect the ark to be and where you have not seen it?
Well, you have to give me a little bit more clarity on that.
So we've been speaking of the Ark of God. And we think of how the Ark of God is with relationship to his people. And around us, we see the people of God today. Are there examples in different meetings or regions or people, congregations of believers, where you would have expected the Ark of God to be represented, and it has not been, and then where you would expect it to be, and where it is seen clearly?
Well, I don't know if we are called upon to put expectations on anything. God is the one who sets the standard for his ark. And I use Matthew 18:20 as an example of that. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. The ark will be there. If we are gathered together, how? Just simply because we decide two or three of us will come together today, that that's an automatic? No, that's not an automatic, because his presence is not a carte blanche type situation. He vouches his presence in light of the fact that we are gathered to his name, which means all his rights, all his authority, everything that glorifies him is present there. So he says, if I see that there, I give you my presence. So if we're going to go down the block and look at the church down the block and try to see if the presence of the Lord is there, I don't think he wants us to do that. If they are in consort with his name, bearing his authority, then he has vouched that he's going to be there. Second part of your question?
No, that's good.
Good?